This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talked a little bit about the Ukrainian economy yesterday on the broadcast. Today, the Russian side of that equation, as the European Union threatens more sanctions on Russia if there is no progress at talks that start in Switzerland tomorrow. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Russia's economy slowed sharply over the past 3 months. The economy minister told Parliament in Moscow today the Ukrainian crisis had spooked investors. Capital is fleeing the country at a record rate. Earlier in the week, the finance minister forecast the economy would see zero growth this year. Raoul Ruparel is with the Open Europe think tank in London.
Everything seems to be going the wrong direction for Russia at the moment, and it's really down to increasing uncertainty around the situation in Ukraine and potential sanctions.
So far, the US and the Europeans have imposed travel bans and asset freezes on certain Russian officials. The EU has threatened further sanctions if Russia continues what the EU calls its provocation. But Derek McDowell of the Maplecroft Research House says Russian President Vladimir Putin is undeterred. He still seems intent on throwing his weight around in Ukraine.
These kind of nationalist sentiments, these kind of regathering of Russian lands kind of campaign is taking precedence over more practical, if you want, economic ambitions.
And Sam Charup of the International Institute for Strategic Studies points out we should not exaggerate the Russians' economic vulnerability.
They have the third largest hard currency reserves in the world that could deal with some of the short-term impacts of this. So I don't see a dramatic, acute, short-term economic impact.
Unless Europe bans imports of Russian oil and gas or bars Russian banks from dealing in European financial markets. But that drastic action seems highly unlikely, unless Russia invades eastern Ukraine. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.